You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Kufmen. We're holding in the middle of a series of psukim which we're trying to prove or disprove that the word tzipor would mean davka tzipor tohor. Now the claim was that any time we find tzipor, we only find it used in the context of tohor. And we've been looking at various places to see whether that's true. We got up to the second line on Kuf Mem Omid Aleph. Kol Toshma. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Tzipor Tehora Tochelu. Now, if it has to define a Tzipor Tehora, then obviously there is such a thing as a Tzipor that's not Tehora, okay? So there you see that without an adjective, the word Tzipor could mean either Temei or Tehor. Michal Diika Temeya. No, no. Tehora might mean a Tehor species, as you think, in which case it would mean a Tomei species, but that's not what it means. It means the Michal Diika Asura. The tzipor itself would mean tohara. When you add tohara, it means that it has to be the type of tzipor that is allowed to be eaten, as opposed to what? As opposed to mai. You're referring to a treifa. A treifa is a beferish apostate, not eat a treifa. Why would it have to say it here? Eat treifa ba'ed yakhtit. If it's talking about, the only other case come up with is a mitzora, where you do the shchit of the bird of the mitzora. So it's coming to tell me that you can't eat, but that I would know from the end of the pasuk, where it says, "Be safe in the Kronafka, v'zeh asher lo tochlu mehem." So then, the following things cannot be eaten. It's the very next pasuk, "Anesher aperos hozniya." The v'zeh asher lo tochlu comes to add shchitat mitzora. So that means I already know that the shchitat mitzora is awesome. Says Gemara, that's not a problem. Liolam b'shchuta de mitzora. The only thing is, the last part, asher lo tochlu, is a lav. Kol tzipor Torah is an asay. And therefore, we want to know that you'll be over by asay uva lo ta'asay. Well, you could have said the same thing about a treifa. You said the treifa, it says beferish treifa. Well, you could have answered there, okay, that's the yisur lav. And now we want to have also the mitzvah asay. So why didn't you say that before? V'lukwa b'treifa, alav or alav ba'asay v'lo ta'asay? Answers the Gemara, because one of the Yud Gimel Midot Shatorah Nidreshet Bem is a Davar Alamed Me'inyano. You need to look at contextual meanings. And over here, what's the context? Shchita. And therefore, if we're talking about Shchita, then it must be the Isser of a Tzipor Shchuta. That's the point. The Shchuta of the Mitzorah is what makes it also. Davar Alamed Me'inyano, Ube'inyana, the Shchita is where it appears. Toshma. Okay, let's take a look at the actual pasuk that talks about these tziporim. So it says, "V'tzivah kohen v'lakach lamitaher shtei tziporim chayot." Later on, we're going to ask it also says tahorot, or see both meanings. So when it says chayot, I mean, obviously it doesn't mean live. I mean, I certainly can't bring a dead chicken. I mean, what would be the meaning of bringing something dead and then say shechted? Now, of course it's talking about alive. So what does chayot mean? Must mean chayot pepicha, lav shechayot pepicha. In other words, that they are to you actual edible birds, no? Which implies that there are birds that are called tziporim that are not edible, which means they're a treif. They're a treif in the sense of tamei. So ma chayot, lav shechayot pepicha, michlal de'ika, must be that there's such a thing, the lav shechayot pepicha. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's coming to tell me that Michlal, there's another meaning over here. It means chayot, not that chayot pepicha, but chayin roshei avarim shalem, that they are whole, meaning that they're not missing any part that would make them aser now for using for the mitzorah. Tashma miseifa. Well, the next word, it says chayot tohorot, okay? So tzipor tohor, there you go. So apparently there's such a thing as, see, you have the ability to Shtei Tziporim that are not Torot. It comes along to Torot. I mean, yes, Torot. Apparently, a Tzipor would still mean Tmeot. No, like we said before, it doesn't mean that. It means that there are Tziporim that are not Torot in the sense of being Trefot. Trefot. I mean, Trefot is included in Chayot, right? I mean, the Trefot lo Chaya. Unless you want to say, okay, if you hold that a trefa also lives, which we had a machloket earlier, so then you could say that from chayot I wouldn't know trefa, so I'd have to use chayot to tell me roshe evarim, and then I need a separate pasuk to tell me that it's also Torah. But if you hold, according to Mandi Omar, who holds trefa in a chaya, so I already included it in chayot, because a trefa is not chaya, ma'ikalameima. Not to mention the fact that there's another limud for this whole thing. Whether you hold Bein Laman Yomer Trefa Chaya, or whether you hold the Laman Yomer that says Trefa Eina Chaya, you've still got a problem because you could have learned out the din of Trefa from the famous limud of the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. I mean, the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael Nafka. What did the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael came up with? The brilliant limud, the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. We have a right to learn from parallels, okay? Now, we know that the Torah gives us a makshir and a mechaper bifnim. We have all types of different things that have to be brought inside of the Beit HaMikdash that are not coming for chataim. Anything that's being brought from a chusrei kapara, that we call, like the Osher Mitzera and the Yoledet and the Zav. What is that for? That's to be makshir, the individual who's bringing them, to be roi, to eat kodshim, right? And we also have, of course, all of the normal korbanas that are coming to be mechaper on an individual. Now, we also find a similar idea outside of the Beit HaMikdash. We have a makshir and a mechaper b'chutz. So we have things that are being brought, such as the tzipor mitzorah is being brought to allow him now to complete the tire of the Tzorat. We also have the Sarah Mishtalayach, which is brought by Chutz. That's coming not for Tahara, that's coming for Kapara. Now look, just like the Makshir and the Mechaper that are said in the Beit HaMikdash itself, there's absolutely no nafkamina la'alocha between the Korban of a Yoledet that's coming to be Makshir and the Korban that's being brought of a Chatas for Kapara Alachet. Same exact dinim. So just like inside the Beit HaMikdash, it would never occur to you for a moment that you should give different dinim to one korban than another korban because of the purpose that they're being brought. So all of the dinim of the makshir and the mechaper are exactly the same. Asabo makshir ki mechaper. If that's the case, then the makshir and the mechaper that are amur bachutz also have to be exactly the same dinim. And therefore, anything that would passel the Sarah Mishtalayach, which needs to be, of course, completely kabroi bifnim, would passel the Tzipori Mitzorah. El Om Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you're right. I was wrong in saying that Torot come to tell me that you cannot use a trefa. I do learn a trefa of Yishmael, but I still say it doesn't mean to exclude an unkosher species. I would not need Torot for that because the word Tzipor always means only a kosher species. What then does the word Tzipor come to tell me? El Amar of the Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's coming to be Mamayat, the Tzipor is from an Ir Hanidachat. An Ir Hanidachat is Osir Ba'ana'az. It's coming to tell me you cannot use that for the, in other words, you'd figure, okay, listen, I'm gonna kill it anyway. So I have to shecht it. So I'll shecht it and I'll burn it together with the rest of the Ir Hanidachat. I mean, so at least we'll get some benefit for the mitzvah, then. Mitzvot lavla, no, there is no iser, why can't I use it? So, therefore, comes on the pasuk to say, no, you mustn't use that. What would you want to use it for, my friend? I mean, if you want to use it for shiluach, there's two tziporim. You can't use it for the one that you're going to send out, obviously, because of our klal. Lo amra Torah shaleach l'takala. The Torah certainly didn't tell you to send out something that's osur ba'anor for somebody to pick up or put into his pot. So that can't be l'shiluah. Ela l'shchita. Rava Amar. Rava says that it's also Torah is coming l'mu'ute sh'ol l'zavig l'acheret kodim shiluchah. What it's coming to tell me is not to take another tzipor, put it together with this tzipor. That's what it's saying. So in other words, it needs to be a brand nu tzipor. That's what it means to tell me. So the word tahorot is that if, let's say, you have two mitzoraim, so one mitzorah now, after you already used it, cannot say, another guy who was a mitzorah, cannot say, okay, look, you know, we've already got one bird, let's just take another one to add to this one. We're going to ask which one in a minute. And therefore comes on tahorot to say, no, there are some that you mustn't use, that are asurot. What are asurot? A bird that has already been used by another mitzvah. What do you mean? Which bird do you want to add? Lamai. I mean, are we talking about teshecht? Teshecht, the bird? Ilashvita. I mean, how could you use the bird that was left over from the first mitzvah? I mean, this is chayev and shiluach from the first mitzvah. So you're going to use this bird for shiluach, that's for sure. Haboy shiluach. No, the point is to use the same bird. That's the idea. Let me bring a different bird for my shchita, says mitzvah number two, and we'll use the same bird. Don't send it out yet. Send it out for both of us. Comes on your Torah to say, Torah, they both have to be your own. Rav Papa Amar, the case over here is where you had tziporim that were switched for an avodah zarah. So now a goy is carrying a picture of a rebbe or something like that. You want to switch it over for these birds. And those birds, you have rather, you're manufacturing avodah zarah. You want to give it to the goy and take the birds to the goy. You take the birds. Now you want to use those birds for tarat mitzorah. You can't. Because it says, Atorot, Tichtiva Yita Cherem Kamo, Komash Ata Mehaye Hemeno Kamo. Anything that you make off of an Avodah Zarah that you manufacture has a din of Isser. What would you want to use it for? Lamai. To send it out, as we said before, Lo Amra Torah Shalach V'Takala. The Torah never would be telling you to send it out for somebody to put Avodah Zarah Isser in his pot. Ella Torot comes to tell me, don't use it for the Shechita of the Tzipori Mitzorah. Ravina says, what it's talking about, Torot, is a bird that hasn't killed anybody, but a bird that was Horagas HaNefesh is not included in the birds. Well, what's the case? Echidami. Either Gomardina, Barktalo. I mean, if it's already after the Psak Din, so obviously you can't use it for, not for Shechita, because it had to be stoned, and you can't use it for Shiloah, because you need to stone it. Ela Kodim Gemardina. It's talking about it before the Gemardin. Well, so then what would you want to use it for? For Shiloah? How could you send it out if you have to turn it into the authorities? You need to arrest this bird. So therefore, it can't be referring to Shiloah. Boila Tehilavedina. And therefore, it'd be Mekayim Biartarami Kirbecha, like we said in the Sugi of Shiluach HaKein. Ela Leshchita. It's got to be talking about to shecht it and to say, look, I mean, instead of turning it in, I mean, we could just shecht it and that'll sort of preempt the whole problem, right? Ov Tameh Rovetz Al Beitzei Ov Tahor. Okay, so we said, if we have a non-kosher bird, that is incubated, a kosher bird's eggs, it's tahor. All right. How do I know? It's potter. How do I know that? So bishlama of tamei rovetz al beitzei tahor. That I know. It's obvious. That's the first part. It's not a tzipor. But then the Mishnah says the opposite case. If an of tahor is being rovetz on the beitzei of tamei, that it's also put from Shiluach. But why? It is a tzipor. In other words, the mother, so to speak, the incubating bird, is a tzipor. So why don't I have to send it out? It doesn't say anything about the eggs being kosher, the efrochim being kosher, does it, in the pasuk? So how do I know if the eggs are not kosher? Yeah. Kiryom Rav Kahana. This is a different drasha completely. Rav Kahana pointed out that it says, "Ve'et habanim tikach lach, Tikach lach means you have to be able to eat it. So you're going to say, okay, but listen, I want to feed it to my cat. Right? I mean, you don't feed a bird to a dog, do you? Well, Igmar says you do. Lecha v'lo l'klavecha. You're supposed to only be chayv if you're going to take it for yourself. Not if you would have to feed it to your cat. And therefore, it's not included in the chiv of shiluach hakein. So too in this case, and we don't know what Rav Kana was talking about, but we'll find out in a minute. But so too in this case, what Rav Kana meant was, take it only where you're going to be taking it for yourself. You're not able to take it for yourself because it's from a non-kosher species, then it's not included in the chiyuv of shiluach hakein, even though the mother is kosher. And where did Rav Kana say his din? Veheicha itmar de Rav Kana, ahodatanya. An aim, which is trefa, is chayev b'shiluach. But if the efrochim are trefot, then you're potter from shiluach. Interesting halacha. How do you know this? We ask Rav Kahana, Minanim, says, Rav Kahana, the way the Tana knew it is from the posik tikach lach, etabanim tikach lach. If the efrochim are not edible, then you'd only be taking it for your cat. So then it's lach, v'lacha, v'lo l'klavecha. Goes to you and not to the kelev. So, I mean, why wouldn't Rav Kahana add that we should also say that if the trefa is the mother, since they're both written together, I mean, it says et ha'em and et ha'banim tikach lach, so then the aim and the banim are compared. So why aren't we makish the aim trefa to the efrochim trefim, and say that if they, just like the Torah said, if you can't eat the efroch, you can't be chayav, you're not chayav in shiluach hakein, so too, if you can't eat the mother, you should be patur from shiluach hakein. So say, ma efrochim trefot patur mishiluach, af im trefa, nami patur mishalayach. No, because it's clear that we don't hear this. Because if you would compare the aim to the efroach, and that means you would exclude a non-kosher aim from lecha v'lo l'klavecha, so then why would I need the tahorot to tell me not to do that? If we said before, in Cain, Tzipor, we said, is coming to be Mamayat and Ov Tameh. That was the whole Makar. But now we don't need a pasuk to be Mamayat and Ov Tameh. Because it wouldn't be Tikach Lach. It's not similar to the Tikach Lach, you see. So it must be that we're not meant to be Dorish that. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't have told us Dafka Tzipor. V'yatanya, Eim Efrochim Trefa. It sounds like if the mother of the Efrochim is a trefa, so then you're chayef. Sorry, if the mother of the Efrochim that are trefot, then you're chayef. And you say if the Efrochim are trefot, you're not chayef. No, it means if the mother of the Efrochim is a trefa, not that the Efrochim are trefot. Amar Abaye Hachi Kama, Efroach she'iman trefa chayef b'shiluach. Rav Hoshaya has an interesting question. A guy takes a shechita knife, doesn't touch the birds, takes a shechita knife, slits the throat of one of the Efrochim, but he doesn't complete the shechita. So he didn't do a rov. Now, at this point, he could complete the shechita, then it would be kosher, but if he doesn't complete the shechita, he just made it a trefa, because he cut the veshek. Veshet is a trefa, even a marshal. So now, how do we look at this? Hoshit yadolakin, v'shachat miut simon imam. Mi amrinan, do we say that kivan dilo shaviklu mitrafe, if at this point he would not complete the shechita, so then the bird would be a trefa. And then it would violate the requirement of lecha v'lo l'klavecha and be pata from shiluach again. Or do we say, yes, but the point is, all he needs to do is complete the shechita, and then he has a kosher bird. So maybe we should say, it's biyado l'migmar shechita. He could complete the shechita. Since he could also take it for himself. Tikach loch karinabe. And that would be called chayev in shiluach hakein. Teku. It's not clear. Let that question stand. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, it says in the Pasuk that the aim is rovetzet ala efrochim ala beitzim. Suppose there is a paper towel. You want to keep the eggs clean of guano. Put a paper towel between the eggs and the bird. Is that considered to be that the aim is rovetzet? It's obviously still incubating. Or do we say it's not al habeitzim? What's the din? So matlit maosha tachutz. Is that a chatzitza? That's not called rovetzet. How about...
So rovetzet means sitting on the eggs?
We're going to see exactly what it means. Right now it could mean sitting on, but then it would have used the word yoshevet. We're going to explain what the value of rovetzet is, that it might include certain types of hovering. Okay, how about if you have knafayim? How about if you have wing feathers that fell off? And they're covering the eggs. Not so uncommon. So it's not really on the eggs. But I mean, that's much more of a natural thing than a paper towel. Would that be a chatzitza? How about if these eggs are never going to hatch? They're ruined eggs, beitzim muzarot. What would be the din? How about if there's so many eggs there that there's one layer of eggs on the bottom and one layer of eggs on the top? Is the bottom layer considered to be a mother of vetzet on them or not? So, shtei sidrei beitzim zu agav zu mahu. How about if you have the father is sitting on top of the eggs, but the mother's sitting on top of the father? So, that's much more normal. Mahu. All of these cases take by Rabbi Zera. We're going to see later on there may be solutions to some. By Rabbi Zera, how about if you have a species that is incubating the eggs of another species, similar species? There's the yonah and the tassil. So you have a yonah that is sitting on the eggs of a tassil, mahu, or vice versa, tassil sitting on beitzei yonah mahu. Oh, says Abaye, I can answer that one. It said over here that if you have an oaf tameh that is sitting on an oaf tahor, or a tahor that is sitting on an oaf, the batesman of an oaf tameh, it's patur from shiluach. But that's mashman, that the problem is in the species being kosher. How about in the fact that it's not the same species? So then if that's the case, tahor vitahor, if both species were kosher, so then it wouldn't matter that it's interspecies. Uh-huh. Clear proof. Ha-tahor v'tahor chayav. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a clear proof. Because maybe what it's talking about over here is similar to the case of a kore, where it's the norm that this species incubates other eggs. The case in the Mishnah was a kore zachar. So a kore nekeva, yes. But that's because it's programmed to incubate other species' eggs. But a normal bird isn't. And therefore, it would not be included in Ha'em Rovetzet Al Habanim. Okay, so we can't prove it from there, even though it sounded good. The next case in the Mishnah is the case of the Korei Zachar. A Korei Zachar, Reb Eliezer's Mechayim, because there it's strangely the norm not only to incubate other species, but also, the zakar does the incubating. So Reb Eliezer, that's not kosher. And the korei has to be kosher. That's the misreading in Rashi, where it says that it's a min tameh. But if it's a min tameh, it wouldn't have anything to do with it being a zakar. And as we said, Rashi in the Rif makes it clear that that's not the case. Reb Eliezer is mechayev, the chachomim are poter. Om Rebbe Abo, how does Reb Eliezer know that the digira of a kore is considered to be a normal incubation? Because he learns it out of the pasuk. Akid digira digira. He learns it from Xerah Shava. On the one hand, Yirmiyahu says, kore dagar velo yalad. So this is the way in which it's a mushal to someone who makes money, ose osher, but lo b'mishpat. He makes money against the rules. He doesn't produce anything. Just like a korei zachar, it's not his own egg. He's not doing it for himself. Over here too, you're not going to get anything out of it. So it's the word dagar, but here's the word dagar. Dagar, I'll prove to you now from Yeshayahu that dagar is the word that's used for normal, because in modern Hebrew that's the way it's become. The word for incubation of the eggs is degira. So here Yeshayahu says, Chtivahatam, it says when it's talking about the norm, it says, Uvaka vidagra bitsila, referring to a normal bird, shamakinana. So you see that the degira of the kore is normal. Omer Rabbi Alozer, the Tana, I'm in such a rush, I'm not talking too fast. The Amora said about the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, that the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim is dafka bekore zachar. But a kore nikeva, everybody would say that you would be chayav. Says the Gemara, well, obviously, I know how to read too. It says in the Mishnah, Korei Zachar. What is this? Korei Zachar Tanan. No, if I hadn't told you this, you might have thought that the reason that it says it in this way, Ma the Tema, the truth is Rabbanan would pot to you, even the Korei Nekeva. The reason that it said the Korei Zachar is to tell me, my God, this is amazing that Rabbi Eliezer would tell you, even a Zachar, which is weird, is considered to be an aim, an interspecies male. Wow. Kamash Malan, that no. The reason it says Korei Zachar is because indeed the Rabbanu would agree about the Korei Nekeva. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, machloket b'Korei Zachar. B'Korei Zachar. Avo a Zachar, the Alma is not a Korei. Everybody would be more than it's Potter, because this guy's got some real identity problems. So therefore, that's not considered to be norm. He may think he's a mother, but he sure ain't no mother. So the Gemara, obviously, I know how to read. It says, Beferish, Korei Zachar Tanan. Yes, but here too, if I hadn't told you, Ma'at Tema, that the truth is Rebbe Eliezer would have been Bechayev even any male. A philosopher, the Alma Bechayev. The reason it says that a Korei Zachar is to teach me that the Rabbanan, even where it's the norm, with the Korei, also say your part because it's a Zohar. Kamash Malan, that's not the reason that we specify the Korei. Kamash Matanya Miyaki, Zachar Diyama Patur. You should know that a normal Zohar, everybody would say is Potter, because he's not a normal Zohar to be doing the Gira. The Korei Zohar, Rebbe Lezer Bechayev, V'chachamim Potrin. Now to address Rabbi Yaakov's question, what is the meaning of the aim rovetzet? Haitam me'ofefet. Suppose the bird was hovering over the cane. Bismanchik nafeh nog ot bekein. If the wing feathers are touching the actual nest, that's called rovetzet. So then you're chayev l'shalayach. But if ein kenafeh nogot bekein, she's flying, she's not relating to the nest. And therefore, you're potter milashalayach.
Hovering.
Ein sham elefroach echad, as we saw in the Braita, if there's only a single chick or a single egg or beitza achat, you'd still be chayev in shiluach hakein, shenema kein. Kein mikol makom, that means a nest no matter what. Hayusham efrochim mafrichim. Suppose you've got nestlings that have already learned how to fly. They're just a little bit spoiled, you know. They'll wait for mama to bring home the beef.
Wait till college.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear nowadays it costs, mother bird's got to expect $10,000 to get her kids through college today. So, or the beitzim are muzarot, your putter in shiluach. So when we said beitzim muzarot before, we have this in the Mishnah here. Shinema ha'em rovetzet ala efrochim ala beitzim. And this means the efrochim and beitzim are compared to each other. Just like efrochim, by definition, are live chicks, b'nei kayama, The beitzim have to be live eggs. Yatsu buzarot, that are not live eggs. And just like the eggs need their mother for incubation, tzrichim le'iman, efrochim that are not spoiled but really need iman. Yatsu mafrichim, if they already know how to fly, then they got to fly away. Candle them. Tonu Rav, or you know that they've been here for the past 2 months.
Does the mother know?
They're spoiled.
Does the mother know?
Not a very bright mother, huh? She keeps trying.
But
we don't pass it on the basis of morality. We pass it on the basis of the Torah's mitzvah.
You have to change away the mothers.
You looked at the eggs when the aliens were collecting specimens for them. You looked at the eggs. And then the mother came back having gone for a drink or to use the bathroom. Mother comes back, and now you wonder, can I take the eggs? Because the aliens put in the request. You don't dare say no because you know what they do to you. Anyway, so Tana Rabbana, when it says rovetzet, rovetzet means it can't be me'ofefet, it can't be hovering. Wait, but you might think that means afilu knafer nogot pekein. That's called not rovetzet, even where it's still touching. Talmud lomar rovetzet. Wait a minute, how do you see from that word, my Talmud, where does the word rovetzet teach me that if the wings are touching, I don't understand. My Talmud, because then if the idea over here is that it's literally on it, then you should have said yoshev. You're saying rovetzet, what does that add above and beyond yoshevet? So it means that there's this level of attraction. By the way, the Rambam learns. Beautiful pshat, by the way. It's so stunning. The Rambam learns that aim rovetzet means, he says it's an ilcha shchita, that you're taking advantage of the bird's natural instincts. The only way you're going to catch this bird is because it can't leave the eggs unprotected. So you're going to take advantage of its instincts to take the bird. Now, that, of course, is a major issue. Is the problem taking the eggs, or is the problem taking the bird? This is a whole question, right? What is the mitzvah shiluach hakein? So when we talk about it, exactly, is it the chicken or the egg? Very seriously. That is the question. Is there a mitzvah where I want to take the mother? So I have to chase away the mother from the eggs in order to take the mother. What would be the meaning in that? Says the Rambam, the meaning in that is you have no right to take advantage of a mother's instincts. And that's what the Torah is saying is cruel. That's disgusting. You're going to take advantage of its motherhood in order to catch it. I mean, come on. There's a level of cheapness which no one should be reduced to. All right. So therefore, had it said Yoshevet, it would have been literally Yoshevet. Over here it talks about Rovetzet, and therefore Rovetzet includes even Mufefet, where it's still in touch with the king. Omri Avir Amrav, suppose it was not flying, it was sitting, and it was sitting above the king, but not touching the king. Now how did that happen? There happened to be two branches directly above, and it puts 1 foot on one branch, 1 foot on the other branch, and it's got its body right over the eggs, but it's not actually on the eggs. So Ayta Yosheva Ben Shneirov De Ilan. So now, all that we need to know is that it's directly above the eggs, Ro'im. Koshi'im Tishamet. If we would remove that wood, it would immediately, Nofelet Aleyem, Chayev L'Shaleyem. In love, then it's not really on the king, and then it's put. So we ask, now that we're going to have two versions. According to one version we ask, according to the other version we prove. Meitei. Hayta yosheved beinehem. Here the Braita says, if the bird was between the eggs, patur min l'shaleach. If the bird is above the eggs, then chayav l'shaleach. Hayta me'ufefet, afilu knafea nogaot bekein. If it's hovering, then even if it's touching the nest, it's potter. Now, obviously, we're going to have to ask, what? The Mishnah says not like that. Fine, we'll get to that in a minute. But let's take a look at the first piece. My love, if you're talking about two cases, and you're juxtaposing them, then the case of Al-Gabayim, where you're chayav, has to be the same as Beinayim, where you're potter. So, if the case Beinayim, obviously, it's got to be the Nagabahu, I mean, otherwise, you're not b'neihem. You have no relationship to them. So in other words, you're not sitting on the eggs, you're sitting between the eggs, but the feathers are touching the eggs. So then when we're talking about argabeim, it has to be that you're touching them. But had you been sitting as the mother on Rov De'ilan, not touching them, you would be putter. No, I could say maybe it means exactly the opposite, my dear friend. Argabeim dumya de b'neihem. Just like b'neihem, which tells me that your putter is only where lo nagale. So Ava Gabeim Ruyachayev is even to Lo Naga Alayu, which is exactly what Rabbi Yonabarav was saying, the case of Rav De'ilan. And by the way, that's a much more reasonable way of understanding it. Hakinam Mistava. Because if you're going to tell me not like Rav, Isakadaita, Rav De'ilan is actually putter, then why would the writer talk about Aitamu Ufefet? Why bring a case where it's hovering? Then even if Knafer Nogot became Potter, Mirshalayach, you could bring even a better case. It's not hovering. It's sitting right there. Litne Rov De'ilan, and then Koshikane. I mean, if it's hovering, it's already in the air. No, because I need the case of the hovering. Mufefet is a bigger Kiddush to tell me that even where it's touching the cane, if it's Mufefet, it's Potter. But wait a minute, that's not even true. The Mishnah says, Anantnan, Bizman Shikanaf, and Ogot became Chayav Lishalayach. Ah, Omri Birmiya, our bright over here has got to be referring to a case where the wings make contact from the side. Whereas the Mishnah that says the wings make contact with the nest, it means it's hovering above the nest, touching the nest with its wing. And by the way, there's another Girsa that has this as being brought initially, not as a question, but actually the other way around, as a proof, taking what was Akinami Mistabra as the starting point. So, Ikidi Amre, Lema Misayale. You read it like this. Let's bring a riot to review to Amarav and say that it's Shnei Rov De'ilan is definitely a Chayav, because it says over here, I tell you, Shevet B'neim Patrum in the Shalaya. Agaveim chayav the shalayach. Haitam ufefet afilu knafer nogot became potur mishalayach. And I assume that my love agavehen dumya de beinehem. Just like beinehem is the lo naga alayu, so beinehem means you're not touching them. Avagaveim the lo naga alayu, and you'd still be chayav even though you're not touching, which is precisely the case of the Shnei Rov De'ilan. And to this, in this version, the Gemara says, no, you cannot prove it from here. Why? Because maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Agaveyen is Dumya de Beneyem. Just like the case of Beneyem, where it's a Kiddush that your potter's where it's Nogabu, Af Agaveyen, the Kiddush is where it's Nogabu. But if it wasn't Nogabu, it's not even a Kiddush. I don't need to be told, what do you mean? I mean, what's it within 3 miles, within 3 inches? But what's considered to be in the cane? How could you think it doesn't mean that it's touching? But Rav De'ilan, where it's not even touching, would be putter. Well, no, how could it mean that? Because if it meant that, and then again, this is what we said earlier in the opposite direction, if it means that, so when it says in the Sefer Itam Ufefet, Afilu Knafei Nogot became patur, you could have told me a bigger Kiddush. You could have told me the case of Rav De'ilan, the Kol Shekein Ufefet. No. That doesn't prove anything, because I need the case of Mufefet Itztrichale to teach me that Afilu Knafeh Nogot Pekein Patur Milashaleach. So there you're potter even where it's touching because you're in the air. But the Mishnah says not like that. Vanan Tanan Bizmanshin Knafeh Nogot Pekein, you're actually Chayav Lashaleach. Omer Yehuda, the Mishnah is talking about where the bright, I should say, is talking about where you're nogea min hatzad, whereas the Mishnah is talking about where you're nogea from above. Toshma. Kol tzipor Torah mechlal de'ika tmeya. No, mechlal de'ika asura. Well, what do you mean? What would that be? Yitreifa, ve'ed yaktiv. Yibishkutet ha'metzera, I could know that me say for the kro nafka. V'zeh she lo tochlu meyem l'rabot shkutat metzora. And I need both the Asse and the Lotase. And next, you might as well say the same thing by Treifa. Look with Treifa. Ah, It's a davar lamed binyono. What's the context? Binyono de shultaktiv. Toshma shtei tziporim chayot. I assume that chayot means lav shechayot bepicha. Mechlal that there's such a thing as tziporim that are lo chayot bepicha. And what would that mean? That are non-kosher species. No. My chayot means without missing a limb. Shchein rosh evarim shalem. But it says chayot torot. So toshma mi sefer torot. Mechlal diikat tmeyot. No. Mechlal diikat trefot. Trefot? I know that from chayot also. No. Einich l'man yom trefot chaya. Yes. But l'man yom trefot eina chaya. And ba'ika l'meima. Because then I know it from there. The old truth is bein l'man yom trefot chaya, bein l'man d'amra eina chaya. I should be able to derive it from Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel nemar machshir mechaper b'fnim v'nemar machshir mechaper b'chutz. Just like any karma, whether it's coming la'akshir to yitkachi, or it's coming to be mechap, which is omer b'fnim, has exactly the same meaning. And also b'machshir k'mechaper, so too the machshir mechaper, which is b'chutz, the machshir, like the tzipor mitzor, is exactly the same as a mechaper, like the tzor mishtaleh. Obviously, no, obviously, no, use the same bird for shiluach. Rav Papa Amar, letziporim sheichlifu ba'avodah zarah, dechtiv hayitem cherem kamohu, kol ma shata mehayeh imenu kamohu. And what would you want to use the bird for? Ila shiluach, lo amra Torah shalach la takala, ela l'shkita. Ravina amar, it's coming to say you can't use akmayeskin and of sharagat anefesh. Hechidani, ita gomar dina bark talahu. Obviously, I have to do skila. How could I use it for any of this? Ela kodim gomar dina, ulamai. Ila shiluach, don't you have to turn him into the sheriff? But an ov tahor roveitz al beitzei ov tamei, it is a tzipor. Ah, that is kiryomer of Kana. Tikach lach lo leklavecha. Hachinami tikach lach v'lo leklavecha. V'hecha it, mother of Kana. Audetanya. Aim trefa chayav b'shiloach, but Ephrochim trefot patur m'shiloach. Minani milei, Amr of Canada, Amr of Tikach lach lo leklavecha. Why don't we make a hekesh of an aim trefa to the Ephrochim? My Ephrochim trefot patur m'shiloach. Av aim trefa patur m'shiloach. Because im kain, tzipor l'mu'utei of tamei l'amali. But doesn't it say aim the Ephrochim trefa chayav b'shiloach? Amr Abayi, no. Okay, come on. Aim of Ephrochim, who is trefa. That's the point. Ephrosh iman trefa chayav b'shiloach. Boy, Rav Hoshaya. Hoshit yado l'ken v'shachat miyotzim animal. Mi amri l'kiv etilu shavik l'mitrafei. B'yan lach v'lo l'klavecha. Adem akim et shiva yara l'gmo migmar shchita. Tikach lach karina be v'chayav b'shiloach. Take it. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, how about a batlit? Ma'o shet achotz. How about wing feathers? Ma'o shet yachotz. Beitzim muzarot. Mahu. Shnei Sidrei Beitzim. So here, okay. Shnei Sidrei Beitzim Zu Agabi Zu. Mahu. Zachar Agabi Beitzim and Akeva Agabi Zachar. Mahu. Take it. Boy, Rabbi Zera. Yonah al Beitzei Tasil. Mahu. Tasil al Beitzei Yonah. Mahu. Om Rabbi Atashma, of Tamer of Eitz, of Eitzay of Tahor, Tahor of Eitz, of Eitzay of Tamei Patur Mishloach, Mashba, two different species, both of which are Torah Chayav, Dima B'Korei, something like the Korei, where it's a norm. Korei Zachar, Reb Lezer, Mechayav, Akachomim Patrin, Om Rabbi Abo, my time the Reb Lezer, Ate Degira, Degira, Tivacha, Korei Dagar, Velo Yalad, Uch Tivatam, Uvak'a, V'Dagra, B'Tzila, Hey, buddy, I know how to read. Pshita, korei zachar tanan. Ah, ma'ode temer rabbanan afilu korei nekeva patri, because it's interspecies. Ha'inik tani zachar lodiach ha'kochad Reb Eliezer. Komash balan, no. The only problem is the zachar. V'omer Reb Eliezer, machloket bekorei zachar, but a zachar, the Yom, everybody would be baited spotter. Yeah, I know how to read too. Pshita. Korei zachar tanan. Ma'ada tem Rabbi Eliezer afilo zachar di alma b'chayv. I think tani korei zachar. Lo diach al kochot ha-rabbanan that even though it's the norm, it's not chayv kamash malan that. No, everybody would be bonded. Tani nami achi, a different male. So they're not a korei for sure. Even Rabbi Eliezer's made his potter. A korei zachar, they're Rabbi Eliezer b'chayv. Vechachamim potrin. Haitamu ufefet. Bezmoin she kedafei nogot b'kein chayav l'shaleach. Ein kedafei nogot b'kein patur m'l'shaleach. Ein sham l'efroach achad, o b'tza achad, chayav l'shaleach, shnema, ken, ken mekom akom. Hayu sham efroachim africhim, o b'tzim muzorot, patur m'l'shaleach. Shnema, ein rovetzet al efroachim al b'tzim, ma efroachim b'nei kayama, av b'tzim b'nei kayama, yatzu muzorot, uma b'tzim tzrichin le'iman, af efroachim tzrichin le'iman, Yatzu mafrichin. Tana Rabbanu Rovetzet is loma ofefet. You might think, afilu knofeno go pekein. Ah, tamlam rovetzet. Huh? My Talmudah from the word rovetzet. Because it doesn't say yoshevet. It means there's some interrelationship yet. Om rev yun omarav, ata yoshevet beit shnei rov de ilan. Roim. Koshim tishamet, nofelet alayem, chayav l'shalayem. Im lav patur, meitvei, ta yoshevet b'nehem patur m'l'shalayach, al gabayem chayav l'shalayach, hayta me'ofefet, afilu k'nofer l'got b'kem patur m'l'shalayach, I assume that al gabayem is similar to b'nehem, just like the only point of the chiddush over your b'nehem is if it's nagabahu, af al gabayem the nagabahu. But had it been rov de ilan, it would be patur. No, on the contrary. Al gabayem dumira b'nehem. B'nehem is dafka potter with a lo naga, alayavala gabayim do lo naga alayu, which is rovdei ilan. There he would be chai, by the way, achinami mistavra. Because he's talking back to rovdei ilan is patur. Then why mention adatane tamu fefet, afilu knafeno gilt pekein, potter mila shaleach, litnei even rovdei ilan, koshken mu fefet? No. Because I need to know the din about knafeno gilt pekein. Since it's mufefet, that's only, I feel like I became potter because it's mufefet. Hey, by the way, it's not even true. And that time, this much that can affair no God became, it's actually chayef the shaleah. Omri b'yirmel ki ketoni matnita b'nogea min hatzad. Ikidi amri leime misaye alay. Hayta yoshevet b'nehem, potter mi l'shaleah. Al gabehen, chayef the shaleah. Hayta mufefet, I feel like can affair no God became, potter mi l'shaleah. My love, al gabehem dumir b'nehem. Ma b'nehem d'lo naga alay alav agabeyem d'lo nagay. Viner of the ilan? No, because I say just the opposite. Agabeyem dum yid b'nehem. B'nehem, I mean, what's the point? Only because it was nagabu to tell me nonetheless you're potter. So av agabeyem d'lo nagabu. Avorov the ilan would be potter because it's b'chlal not on the king. So, but yachi adik tani seifai tamu fefet afiluk nafen agop again. You could have told me that you're potter. You could have told me even of the ilan. V'koshik en mu'fefet. No, mu'fefet is a chiddush. It's trichalei. Because over there you can say, afilu k'nafei nogot p'kei patur b'shaleach. But that's not even true. V'anatam b'zman sh'k'nafei nogot p'kei chayav l'shaleach. Om Rav Yehuda, ki katani matnitin b'nogea min hatzad.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
As a matter of fact, he said there was a problem he had when I was away. Well, nobody cared enough to wake him up. So that would, might have been a great cheer, but who cares? All right, we're really getting to the end. Mamish, such a wonderful Masech, but a terrible thing. What, we should start over? Some Masech that people have particular charm with. I've seen Chulin change people's life, Mamish.
Really? In what way?
I mean, I've people who were apathetic, who were, I mean, you know, tell me them. I've had tremendous experience with Chulin. Okay, today's daf is daf kuf mem, and so we were in the middle of determining whether indeed the word mitzorah, tzipor is used always in terms of a tzipor that is tayra, or and if you want to say tameh, you would bedaf refer to oath, or whether we could find a place where maybe the tayra implies at least there's such a thing as a tzipor that is also tameh. So we got up to, I think, right, we had spoken about the tziporim mitzorah, and we explained that Ralamid bin Minyana Bishchuta. Yes, that's where we're up to. So we are up to, therefore, Tashma, 11 lines down. Shtei tziporim chayot. So what's the problem? It says tziporim chayot. Chayot, normally, obviously, they're alive. That's the Shech family. That one of them. So tziporim chayot must mean my chayot. Lapsha chayot. In other words, they're high to give all of the dinim of kashas for your ability to eat them. Like a trait, what we call eina chaya. So michlal deikash eina chaya. Apparently there are those tziporim which are not kosher. Right? No, chayos doesn't mean that. Chayos means chayin roshei avarim shalayev. It's coming to tell me that you cannot take a bal mum where it's an obvious mum, where it's a mechusar eiver, even though this has nothing to do with the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, I just wanted to be more earnest. My question reminds me of something. You know the recent Shetel controversy? Apparently, at least what's before in the religious newspapers, is that what led them to determine that it's mamish done as an Avodah? Because they say that they ask the people, so why can't you go and do your haircut in your home and then come afterwards? So they said, no, it has to be a Malkum Kaddish. If it's only a hechsher, why does it have to be Malkum Kaddish? And not only that, but there's a special kli that has kedusha that you have to put it into. So if that's the case, it's clearly a din in korban, not veda. We have exactly the same thing by a nonsense. And it has no korban, it has no chashiva, it's expected to be avedah, it needs a special queen, it has to be burned under the dud, it has to be in a mokum kodesh, and so on. And well, what's the shayach? You see that it's certainly possible to do things that are lekavod of a el, and lahavdil, but that are not, that don't have a din of avedah b'chlal, and it's not avedah b'chlal, or in the melech. This is a riot that the act of the haircut must have been an etzim korban for Avodas Kichav Mamish. That's what they were saying in front of it, according to the story. And I usually don't allow it in my house, but frankly, for this sir, somebody brought it in. They have me take.
Similar to the hair of the Nazir, therefore.
Not similar to everything. I'm saying you see that there's an Indian that we have. You should always learn how good speaks means. The Gabi often doubles. What these files are not Veda. Clearly, this is not a definition of Aveda to us, so why would it be an Aveda to the Bachwitz? Why is it an Aveda? You mean, is there an Israel of Hanor or something like that? That's a different question. It's not Marmish and Israel, but it's certainly not. There would only become us or Hanor because it was an Aveda. Not because it has a different. No, that's Kodesh Yisrael is something else. But that certainly doesn't mean that it has been of Kedusha. Of course not. Where's the Mashka? We should have brought the Mashka.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Only if it's something that's not what you tell me. Either it is done from, and then they mix it with the air. No, there's no concept called tarma.
I couldn't buy anything before.
Anyway. Because I mean, that's what the concept is determined. It's but what I say. If he made a mistake, then if it's insulting. It's insulting, it's insulting. Even if he even took too far. Yeah, if it wouldn't have been Avodah Zarah. I don't know. It's a lot of holes. I mean, if that's, you know, I didn't know until I saw this. I mean, you can't rely on this, and it should be the marker of it, but that's how they express the questioning for us. Anyway, yeah. So getting back now to the Gemara, this reminded me the din of the Kippur. It doesn't have any dinim of Kedusha. Nonetheless, this is the way that it has to be done. So it doesn't have dinim of Avodah at any level. Yes, that's the same, but there's no such Avodah. They're masking that there is no such Avodah. Elamai, they're tiny Avodahs. People say it has to be a Mokum Kodesh. It has to be a Kli Kodesh. Obviously, it's a din of Avodah. America tells you. We have exactly the same dinim that are not dinim of Avodah. Yes. Right. Okay, so therefore, it says the Gemara, you can't learn from Chayot that there are birds that are not Chayot, Sipori, namely Tmeyot, because Chayot only comes to tell me, this is what was Meir about the Sheitlach, it only comes to tell me the Tzipor is not able to be a Mechuseres Aver, but that's all. So it says the Gemara, Toshmami Seifa. So then what are you going to do about the continuation of Pasuk? It says Chayot, Torot. If it says Torot, Mechal Dika Tmeyot, apparently there are Tziporim that are not kosher. No, Mechal Dika Trefot, Shafet Trefot, are indeed not kosher to bring. That's a Pshat Torot. Trefot? That I know because it says Chayot. Don't Chayot include, I mean, Trefa in Akayas. A Chayot includes Chayim Roshay Varim Shalom. That it can't be a Trefa. So, hey, if the man you have a Trefa is Chaya. If you hold that Chayot would not have been Mamaya Trefa, so then you need Torah to be Mamaya Trefa because he ties a Trefa is Chaya. But if you hold according to the man you have a Trefa in Akaya, so then the very word Chayot is already Mamaya Trefot. So what do I need Torah for? So Michael Amima. Furthermore, Bein Laman Diomar Trefa Chaya, Bein Laman Diomar Ina Chaya, I wouldn't have needed Chaya to be Mamaya Trefas, and I certainly don't need Torah to be Mamaya Trefas, because as the Tanya Devei Rabbi Shmuel pointed out, I can learn it out directly from this Svara, the Tanya Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Ne'emar Makshiru Mechaper Bifnim, Ve'ne'emar Makshir Umechaper Bachutz. We find that there's a din. We find that there's a din of a machshir, korbanos that are brought only to enable somebody to be able to be tohar and so on. To them, of course, the kapora, the din of the mitzvah and so on. And we find korbanos that are brought as kapora. It's all of the normal chatos hashem are brought as kapora. What's interesting is that we find this both between and bechutz. Because between we have the normal korbanos, and then we have the korban mitzvah and azir zov and so on, all mechuser kapora, and we have bachutz the sarah mishaleah, which is a mechaper bachutz, and then we have the makshirim like the tzipori mitzvah, which are makshirim to yimata the mitzvah. What that points out the Torah very small that just like the Torah was b'chayavas. In Bifnim, that both the Makshir and the Mechaper that we find Bifnim, also both Makshir and Mechaper, is there any enough Kamina La'aloka between which Karbonis are kosher for a Metzera and which Karbonis are kosher for your Chatas? In terms of Balmum, Trefa, it's exactly the same thing. So just like we find that the Torah has the same demands about the Kashrus of a Korban that is brought as a Makshir, as it does for a Mechaper. So too would the Torah have the same demands for the kashrus of a korban, so to speak, if it's something done b'chutz, such as Sipur and Mitzorah, that it has for the mechaper that's done b'chutz, such as the Sar Mishnah. Now the Sar Mishnah we know perfectly well that since it has to be roi to be brought b'fnim, because we do the goral and they have to be the same, so therefore it has all the dinim of the Sar and has to be b'fnim. So if that's the case, then why do I need a special pasuk to tell me that the maksha that brought achutz the tziporim is considered to be a trait and unusable? If it's a mechuser saver or a trait for sure, there should be no problem. I know it already from the time of the Rabbi Yishmael. Probably hot enough that we can let it cool down a bit while we learn. Okay.
We had numerous times to learn out different dinim, a lot more Buddhist ticket than this. Like, in other words, where we say, well, we certainly need to find the same type of thing, but what's the thing that we're trying to do? This is considered, what the basis is, I don't know. But definitely the Gemara holds that the Seder of the Korbanos is tremendously prevalent, and it assumes that the same structures that you find in one place, you will find in another place. I don't know really why we assume it. I've never seen anybody, even explain where we get the assumption from, but the assumption takes much, much larger leaps than this does. So therefore, ma machshav mechaper omer b'fnim asabo machshav kemechaper, machshav mechaper omer b'chutz asabo machshav kemechaper. So then what does Tarais mean? It's got to mean the cloud to eat the mayot. Says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. No, you know what Torah means? Elam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. It's l'mu'ut etzipore ir hanidachat. That's what it's for. It's to tell me that you can't use the tziporim of an ir hanidachat for a tyrus hametzera. What do you mean you can't? Obviously you can't. Lamai. I mean, ilishilua. What am I? I'm gonna take a bird from the Yeridachas, send it out so that people should find it, check that it needed, and be over on the Yisr of Yisrei Hanov and Yeridachas. I mean, the Torah Shalach, the Takalan, but the Torah didn't tell me to do something that's gonna lead people to be over on Yisrei. Ela l'shita. Point is, I would say. Look, anyway, Mitzvah's Vavlan is it has to be shechted. So finally, it has to be destroyed in the early dark. It's all shechted. What's that to mean? Rav Amar, the Me'uti Shalol Zavegla Acheret Kodem Shiluchel. The finish of Tohoros is to tell me that you should not think that you could use, in the same way that you can't reuse the Shkuta, we'll see. So too, I would think, let me use the bird again. I'll reuse it. In other words, after having completed, well, I have a number of mitzvahs over here, and what I want to do is I have now a second mitzvah. Let me now bring another one, and now I will have a new group, and I'll reuse it.
Two stones, one bird.
Well, what do you mean you're going to reuse it for what? I mean, I don't understand. You're saying that this thing is not kosher. I mean, even Shkita, obviously you can't use it for Shkita because you need to be Sholayaki for the first guy. I mean, so, no, okay, fine. In other words, Shibuah. In other words, who's to say each person, each Mitzvah has to have a separate Shibuah? Maybe use the same bird, and I'll be Mishalayah, both of them. Comes along now to Horos, they know that they're supposed to be matched up in the Avodah. The same way that I do the Shkita on one, I have to do the Shibuah on the other. Rif Papa Amar. Rav Papa says what it's coming to tell me. Is tziporim, you cannot use tziporim sheichlifan be'avodazarah. If you have birds that now you switch them for something that was an avodazarah, so since it says vayikach cherem kamo, kol ma'ashat amayeh emenu
Kumbohu. So it has a din, it's Teifes now, that it has a din of Avedis Kechavim. So therefore, I need to know that I shouldn't use it for the mitzvah. Use it for what? L'may, I mean, shiluach, again, lo amra Torah shalach l'takala. But is the Torah going to say, send it out so that someone should find a Avedis Kechavim, something from Avedis Kechavim and eat it? Elo l'shita. I shouldn't use it even for the shita. Yeah, it has to be kosher, we're saying. A free kosher bird? Just most birds are kosher, remember.
So like a free...
A bird, a wild bird. Yeah.
Catches,
yeah. Ravina Amar. Oh, my skin and boat share huggers on that fish. We're talking about that old Hitchcock bird. And, you know, it's a dangerous bird. It killed somebody. And it comes to me, Torah, that they have to be matched up in a way that they're ruim for you to eat, and not that you're going to, you wouldn't be able to. What do you mean? Of course not. If you're talking about Gotlaft Gmardin, so obviously I can't send it out. I mean, it's a Bar Katalogu. Ella Kodin Gmardin. Okay, so we're talking about now before the Gmardin, and I know I have my hands on a murderous bird, and now I want to be able to use it for what? For shiluach, I mean shiluach certainly not. It has to be taken to court. I mean, it's got to be locked up, and you're going to send it out. Boila siyla beidina v'kumu biarta harami kirbecha. Elo l'shita. Now here we have a problem with our previous sugya, because here the Gemara is saying if you shecht the bird, then it should be okay. Why? What about the kumu biarta harami kirbecha? Apparently, because in the act of shita, I'm lamaika being mavaya. So now it's Fraser, our president's question. Why not make a barbecue?
Right.
In other words, are we going to say that because it's an act of shita, it's done off the bin, so now the Mela has a din of viewer around? And I'm not doing it off viewer around. That seems to be an isn't a question.
Okay?
That's what I thought. It did is the Gemara. Let's check the heat of this. Let's see, maybe we are. It's getting a little coolish. Give it one more
second. So we never used the word Tzipor for Tzmeya.
So we've never found Tzipor for Tzmeya, whereas we did by oath. Therefore, we can assume that the reason that the Torah said here Tzipor is because it is Dafka Adinish Lo Hakim on the kosher bird.
Tzipor Shemayah.
Yes. And even that's in Aramaic. This is a Tzipori Shemayah taken from the Aramaic of the Nebuchadnezzar. Ov Tamei Ravetza Beitzei Ov Tahar. Okay. Now, an Ov Tamei, I understand. If it's Ravetza Beitzei Tahar, then I know why it's not kosher, because we just said it has to be a Tzipor. It's not a Tzipor. But an Ov Tahar, Rovetza Beitzei Ov Tamei, is a Tzipor. So why isn't it included in the din of Tzipor? Kinyom Rav Kahana. Tikach Lecha V'lo L'Klavecha. That's because it says V'Sabonim Tikach Loch. And the loch has to mean you have to be able to use it. Like, what are you going to use it for? For dog food. I mean, it's not kosher eggs. Or not kosher froch. So, Hachinami Tikach Lecha V'lo L'Klavecha. Wait, so where did Rav Kahana say that? He's saying the same way he said it. I don't remember he said it. He said it out of Tanya. It says, Ein treifa. If the mother is a treifa, then it's chayav b'shiluach. If the Ephrochim are treifa, it's potter b'shiluach. So yes, how is that? So and on that came along with Kana. And it says, v'sabanim tikach loch. So since the Torah says, v'sabanim tikach loch, it has been loch v'lo l'klavecha. And the Mela, I apply it over here also. If the children are of a species, we're just Tomei, so I can't take it, even though the aim is Torah. So, wait a minute, why don't we make a Hekesh then? I mean, the Torah puts together the thing. Shal Hekesh Shalakata aim, v'sabanim tikach loch. I mean, that sounds like a Hekesh to me. So isn't it a hekesh then? We should say that lakish aim treifa lefrochim. If you're telling me the efrochim treifas are pata mishilua. So why isn't the aim trefa pata mishilua? Have the Brice said aim trefa is chayi mishilua. The chayi should be the same halacha. Because in Cain, tzipor l'mute ol tamei l'amami. Why would the Torah have had to tell me tzipor? To be l'mayet and ol tamei, I would already know from the tikach l'chavol ol kavecha. It must be there, for the Torah is implying that I am not to use this to be makish the end. But how could he say that it's possible because loch v'lola klavecha is the first of Raisa. Aim, it should say efroach was the correct loss. Trefa, chayav v'shiloah. So at this point we thought, if we have an aim of efrochim, which I can notice, so then there's a chiv of shiloah, which is the exact opposite of what Rav Kahn explained to us. Loch v'lola klavecha, here it says that you are chayav. No, Rabbi, it says, you're reading it wrong. Efroach iman trefa chayav b'shiloach is what it means. If you have now the mother of a trefa, even though their children are kosher, then it's saying it's chayav b'shiloach, which is exactly what Rav Kahn was saying before. We don't have that.
So
the mother, not the child. The mother is a trefa. That was a mitzora. Well, that was Tzipori mitzora we were talking about. Not Shiluach HaKim. But then over there, if Torot and Chayot, and it doesn't appear by Shiluach HaKim, don't let that confuse it. For a mitzora, it's not good. When I said Tzipori means I'll always say Tzipori.
Wait a minute.
Now, here,
the mother was
trained on
the
basis of
the children
of Kosher. Why not? It was a test. We're getting to that. The cuckoo's not kosher. But the kore, which acts as a cuckoo, is kosher. And that's exactly what our Mishnah talks about at the end, remember, at the end of the kore. Boy Rav Oshi, Hoshit Yadola Cain. A fascinating question. You put your hand into the nest, and you're shaping mere simonim of the bond. Now, if you stop at this point, the bonim are going to be trained, because mere simonim, if you shaft the mere of the kana, of the vesha, it's trained. If you would continue shafting now, so now it would be kosher, it would be kosher shkipa. So the shine is like this mouth. So then it's been on the chavah lola klavecha. We should say, look, if he would stop now, so that these are not bonim that are ruling. So the melech there's no chiyuv of shiluos. Oh, Dilma, even to be yodol nigmar, but I could finish. So since I could finish my shvita, so then this is considered to be tikach loch, and now I would be mechuyav in the shiluach of the yesh. Yeah, fast enough.
V'chai v'shiloh. What's the case? He came here, he didn't...
He doesn't touch anything, he sticks in his knife.
While the aim is still there.
Yeah.
He's watching.
He's
had a dark goodness.
Boy, revere me. Matlit mao shetachutz. How about if there is a cloth? At this moment. The point is, let's stop time. We don't need, doesn't matter to stop. We stop time. At this instant, what's the halacha? Is there a chiyuv of shiluach HaKein or not?
The answer would be dependent on the next instant.
No, can't be, because then I've already done. Then I've already taken. Is there a chiyuv now for me to see to it that there would be a shiluach of the aim? So do I have to take my other hand and throw them before I complete my shiluach? It's now the traitors. So at this moment, it would be the Zotikach Lachot. Now, Yiddishai is like this. Suppose you have a cloth that is over the eggs, and the mother is sitting on the cloth. Is that a chatzitza between the mother and the egg, and therefore it's not considered to be a bird that is al ha'efrochim? How about kanafayim? How about the nest has gotten filled with these feathers? covering up the eggs. And now the mother is on the feathers. Maybe that's already closer to the natural thing. It's darker because how about beitzim muzarot? Now, how about the unfertilized eggs or eggs that have rotted already? They cannot become efrochi. And we'll see later on. We have a raya from the pasuk that there's no chiyah on the eggs that cannot become efrochi. They're not viable. But underneath these beitzim, there's a row of real eggs. What's the din? And here is a very pregnant question. Shnei sidrei beitzim zuah gabizuma. What's the din if there's two sets of eggs, one on top of the other? And I want the bottom eggs. So can I take out the bottom eggs? And meanwhile, the aim is not on these eggs. Now, here in Lechera, there's a Raya Gemura that there's no such thing as Shiluah HaKein, the way people take it today. Because, I mean, there's perfectly good eggs. The mother's on good eggs. Now, what's that going to mean if I want the bottom eggs? Point is, there I see a mother on an egg. Get her! That's the Chavis Yoyer's chant. Throw her away because she's on the eggs. So since over here the Gemara has a Shaila, but it doesn't matter if she's on the eggs. It matters if you want the eggs. So you don't want the eggs that she's on. You want the eggs on the lower level. So therefore there should be no dinner shiluach. Okay. Look, there are 100% Araya against the Chavis Yoyer, right? Brings the Chavis Yoyer, this Gemara, says, Enafinami, this is Rashi's chant, this is Taisus's chant. Ah! But there's the Ramban and there's the Rashba, who say that the pshat over here is that the upper layer were non-kosher eggs. Why do you think that they needed to say that the upper layer is non-kosher eggs? Because they needed to explain why aren't you Mechuyav and Shiluach HaKein the moment you saw the mother? Must be that it's at least a Machlokes Rishonim. Whether there's a chiyuv of shiluach HaKein stam anytime I see a mother, or dafka, and I want the eggs.
Well, not for the ladies who are dead eggs. I suppose we will also won't be doing this, right? But
no, what do you mean?
Non-fertilized
is no problem, because there are not on eggs that are Messiah.
So the Kapleis could be there.
That's awesome. No, it's just something that's going to be confusing.
The
problem over here was the fact that,
right, the Rambam and the Rashba said you have to have non-kosher eggs.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying, according to me, you could have said or eggs that are
non-fertile or dead.
Yeah.
Right. That's
but then it would be the same,
right.
Then it would be the same child.
Yeah.
The Gemara is saying two separate cases. One of non-fertile eggs and one of Beitzim Agave Beitzim.
Right. So the Beitzim Agave Beitzim case, the commentary had come up with the other shot that they were, the top layer were non-kosher eggs. Is that what he said?
First case.
Is that the Chavis Yoyer's favorite to the Tior Kasher?
No. He's saying the Ramban and says that
that's the Pshat
must be because that's what he holds.
Right. So that would take away the Kasher.
Yeah.
Okay. So why do they have to be
non-kosher? Because the Gemara had the kid. It's two cases in the Gemara. One is Beitzim Muzarot, right? So one is Beitzim Agave Beitzim. You can't say the second case is the first case.
It's Beitzim underneath it.
Both cases had Beitzim underneath it. Beitzim Muzarot is an old part. The question was, is it a chatzitza to the Beitzim underneath it? But over here, it's Yosheves al HaBeit, which is a very dark compromise. Time is the Chazanish. So what are you talking about? Obviously, the Ramban and the Rashba, and by the way, it seems clear because the Ran actually brings the Ramban and the Rashba, but he clearly doesn't hold that there's a Dinim Shiluach. He says, Beferish. And nonetheless, he doesn't see any problem in addressing the Ramban and the Rashba. Time is the Chazanish, that's why. Because the Ramban and Rashba are simply learning the Gemara as referring to a case where the guy wanted the mother. That's all. So the Shaila is this mother on the Beitzim? So there the question is if it's on Beitzim, what's up in it on top of the bottom? I mean, if both layers of Beitzim are Ksherot Beitzim. So there has to be some reason why you're allowed to take the mother, even though it's on the top Beitzim. The only question is, do we have to consider the bottom Beitzim? You see? Whereas we were learning the pshat was,
You're not interested in the mother, you're interested in the Beit Kim. Now, Lamaisa, the din of Shiloh HaKeim, we're going to see, applies to both cases. In other words, you cannot take an aim al HaBanim, and you cannot take the Banim while the aim is Aleihem. Right? Because first you need to do Shalef to Shalach, v'chakach al HaBanim, but that's not the portion of mitzvah of Shiloh HaKeim. It's Losikata aim al HaBanim. That's right. If an aim is albonim, you can't take it while it's albonim. If you want to take the bit, we haven't even gotten to this part of the parak yet. In other words, we have a prejudice. We think that the union is that the ikar mitzvahs don't take the beitim if the mother is still roivetz aleihem. But that's actually, I learn out only later on in the parak from the diak of shalach v'shalach the aim first, v'hadar has albonim tikachlok. Okay, that's a separate thing. Fine. In any event, Rabbi Isai, that's the latest addition to the grand controversy of whether there is, in fact, a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKeim, just when you see that bird, go get it. All right. I vote that we take a little break before our coffee gets frozen, and we mekabed our simcha over here. So I'm going to... Continue the sugya while you're all enjoying your Sunday morning breakfast. Let's take a look. The Mishnah has an interesting case of a korei zachar, as if there's something that's unique about this korei for some reason. It's a particular type of bird. The male has a minhag to sit on the eggs, and what's more, it's similar to the cuckoo in that it will sit on eggs of other species, parasite them. They take over.
What they do is the cuckoo lays its
eggs. Lays its own eggs. And then the eggs hatch a little bit earlier than the other eggs, and they throw them out. They throw them out of the way.
And the parents can't tell the difference.
Absolutely incredible.
That's the thing. Mothers.
And the previous eggs have to get labeled aggressive by the UN, I think.
Very good.
Exactly.
That is excellent. Wow. That's exactly the part that we're going to base this on. So now Rebbe Eliezer says that if you're chayiv and if a chomim patur. So I'm Rebbe Yehuda. My time of the Rebbe Eliezer. Why did Rebbe Eliezer say that a kerei would be chayiv in this case, even though, as we'll see later on, that normally it has to be a nekeva, it's an aim, it says an aim alabanim. So what's your check? I say a male alabanim. Because he says the Torah, the Dak uses the word of digira on a kerei. Because and the word digira, as we'll see from the pasuk, is used to refer to a bird that is nesting and protecting its eggs. Because it says korei dagar v'lo yalad. The korei is dagar even though it wasn't actually the mother, obviously, of the eggs. Uchiv asum ubakha v'dagra b'tila. So the concept then of the gira is used specifically for this species, which is unusual. Therefore, must be that the Torah is coming to tell me when it comes to Korei, it is a norm that it should be done here, even though it is a Omer Rabbi Eliezer and the Dach Gevachoikis is only the Korei Zachar. But if it would be a Korei Nekeva, the Reakol Chayat, everybody would hold that the female Korei would be Chayat. Isn't that obvious? The Mishnah says Korei Zachar. I mean, what is he coming to tell me? No, because don't you understand? Mal de teber abonon afilu korei nekeva patre. I mean, we're talking about over here a cross species thing, right? So the thing is that we've not. Wait, I skipped a piece. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What are we discussing?
No, because this is going to be an introduction to Kerei. I thought I had gotten up to the two dots. Oh, forgive me. Let's just go back a moment. Boy, Rabbi Zera, Yonah beitzei tasil mal. Tasil al beitzei Yonah mal. How about, now the tasil is an Ov Torah. So how about if they, you just have a cross species, the gira. What would be the din? Om Rabbi, l'chara, I could bring a riot from the mission. It says, Ov tamer al beitzei beitzei Ov Tahor. Tahor al beitzei beitzei Ov tamer is potter mishua. Mashma. Dafka, because one is Tomei and one is Tor. So I have the Ptur either of Esabon in Tikaklo, below the Klovecha, or Tzipor in Tzipor El Torah. But if it would be both species would be Tor, then Hinachinami would be Chayim. HaTor v'Tor Chayim. Nope, says the Gemara. Dilma b'Korei. Maybe when it says a Tor is Chayim, it's talking about a Korei Nekeva. Where the norm is that it cross species sits on eggs. So maybe Inokinami over there, it's coming to say, if the curing the cable was on it, they'd say, Tomea would be pup. But on a normal bird, where it doesn't have that minag, we would say, no, this bird is a meshugina. As Rashi says, Botla Daita. The fact that it decides to be a mother for the wrong species. So, send it to an Azanis element of this. It's not included at Eim Alabanim. Therefore, he came from the Raya from our mission about cross species. Then we get into Korei Zachar. So, forgetting about the cross species issue, there's the male issue. Okay, the Korei Zachar, the Torah was Marva. So, now comes along the Gemara to say, Rabbi Eliezer wants to say now, Rabbi Elazar, he wants to say now that by occurring the Keva, even the Rabbanu would be made at your Chayav because it's the Minik to be cross species. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious if the Mishnah says Kari Zohar? No. Says Rabbi Elazar, not necessarily, because Ma, the Tamer Rabbanu not to occurring the Keva, Patrick. We don't know what the Rabbanu holds. Maybe the Rabbanu holds that cross species Bechlal is part. I don't care what it is. The Kiddush of Kari Zohar is even Kari Zohar, Rabbi Eliezer, is willing to say we have a double problem. It's on the wrong species. And it's a male, so it's Bechlal not a aim. Comes along, Rabbi Eliezer, and say, Afa Bikain. So we need to know, Lodiakot, Kokod, Rabbi Eliezer. That Afa Bikain comes along, Rabbi Eliezer, to say that you're that they're Jewish Kari. That's a tremendous Kiddush. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar. Another thing Rabbi Elazar says is that machlokus b'korei zachar, avos b'zachar di alma d'v'yakol pater. The only point over here is the korei as a zachar. A normal zachar, he would be pater. Well, I thought that's also pshita. I mean, that isn't that the whole point of the mission? Talking about something unique about a korei zachar, it's not. But not necessarily. If I hadn't told you this, you would have thought maybe that Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah is coming to tell me after the Zohar of the Alma, he would have held the same thing as true, that a Zohar B'Alma is also Mechayah, that the Zohar is sitting on the nest. But I think Tony Kore Zohar, why does it say Dafka Kore? To tell me that the Rabbanan Pater, even a Kore Zohar with a Torah Bamish uses the word Tegira, Kamashvan Apapike, your Pater. So therefore, it says also Kore Zohar, but the truth is any Zohar. Tainami Hafi. Zohar the Alma Potter. Kore Zohar Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev HaKachami Patron. We see Rabbi Elazar's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer is correct. That is Dafka, a Kore Zohar that Rabbi Eliezer argues about, but a normal Zohar, Richie. Even extra coffee can keep you out.
No sugar.
Everybody is made it at your Potter. I want to publicly thank Oriel. Apologize for that.
Here.
Wonderful job. Thank you.